Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up? Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, so we're getting closer to Christmas. Everybody's festive, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just so early in the morning. Sometimes it cancels it out.
Ho, 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 like, no.
I'm grumpy because it's early, but it's also Christmas.
I love the Christmas season.
Yeah, it's like right around the corner, like a week away.
Yeah. Why does he keep looking at his watch?
I don't know. He didn't even watch on. Yes. All right, so let's do a get to know question. What is your go-to dance move?
Oh.
You got one dance move to do. What is it? Eddie.
The Roger Rabbit.
Is that where you take your hands and you put them up?
You go, and then you go backwards.
Like the running man? It's kind of like a running man type thing?
Yes, a backwards running man. That's my go-to, dude. I've been doing that since, what, seventh grade? Mm-hmm. I mastered it in seventh grade, and now if there's like a dance floor and I'm in the middle of it, I'm doing the Roger Rabbit. Maybe start with the running man and then morph into the Roger Rabbit.
You don't know the difference, but I believe you.
Running man
oh,
is
Roger
straight.
Roger Rabbit is, yeah.
Right? And then, do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
Let me show you. I start with the running man, right?
Okay. Running man, you're running man. Yep.
And then
do the Roger Rabbit.
Rabbit. I got some space here. Go backwards.
Okay. Oh, is the extra little hump in there?
You know what I mean?
Got it.
Backwards.
Got it.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
All right, I feel pregnant. All right, Lunchbox.
I mean, if it's not the grind, I mean,
they can beat the grind.
I mean,
what's the grind?
That's where you get up on a girl and grind. I mean, that used to be back
or
in the day.
Or the air. Yeah.
I don't really grind the air. That's kind of lame. But now it's more a beat that beat, Jersey Shore. Like, you know.
Like punch
hop,
the air.
Yeah, hop on one leg and just kind of beat that beat.
Oh, we did that beat one that time beat. In Vegas.
We did it for 3 hours at a club in Vegas.
And on the same leg.
And same leg, and we didn't realize it was for 3 hours. And we were, because we were kind of
drunk,
intoxicated. And the next morning, I got out of bed and I couldn't walk on that leg.
Oh, that sore.
Oh, my gosh.
You beat that beat big time.
Big time.
Yeah. Amy?
I don't really know what it's called. That
that's
I do.
Not good.
I mean, okay. if I'm just like dancing like with my friends in a circle or something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, to one of Eddie's moves that makes me think of like Kid and Play. Like I'll probably find a partner and end up doing that. You know, where
you jump over your leg.
You lock legs and hop around on one foot. Like that's that.
Cool. I've never seen you do that.
What?
Never in my life.
Yeah.
That's your go-to dance move.
I just somewhere in the dancing that may come out with a friend, but if I'm just in a circle, like I don't really know
just
what
Bob?
To call it. Like.
Oh, mom dance.
Yeah.
Like, what's that called?
Mom dance.
Okay, well, that's
right. She's just bouncing. She's just going back and forth and crossing her hands. Like an X and then out.
Yes.
And then out.
Your feet go left to right. But I don't know. What about you?
Mine's probably from...
But that's not fair. You're a dancer, man.
That's
like
true.
A real dancer.
Sometimes I want to jive. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to...
Cha-cha,
sure. Or the lambada. Lambada.
Whatever.
I'd probably say the one from Greece where... It's like the hips.
Oh, the guns?
Yeah, the guns on the hips. At the very end with "You're the One That I Want."
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that I want. You're the one I want. I could do that.
That's cute.
That's probably the easiest one.
Because
I never know what to do with my hands. And with that, I know, make guns.
You right. can put them both up in the air.
I do that sometimes. I wave around like I don't care, though. Yeah. Sometimes I want people to know. The problem is, sometimes I want people to know I care.
Right.
So I don't. I can't just wave around like I just don't care. Right.
But I've seen you do the celebratory hump the air dance.
Yeah, that's not really a dance.
That's just excitement?
That's just me going hard and beating that beat my own way. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, we're here. Get to know us a little better. Weird. Thank you. Let's get the show started here. Bobby Bones Show, let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been dating this girl for 5 months. I thought I nailed her Christmas gift, given our time frame of dating. She had told me a couple months ago about a brand that she loves. So I went on her Instagram. I found the brand. I bought her some shirts and lounge pants based on posts that she had liked on their profile. I had her sister help me out with the sizes. Gift is set and ready to go. But this past weekend, she out of nowhere gave me a clue to my Christmas gift and said, I'm going to be so surprised. She added that she can't wait to see my face when I open it. That leads me to believe she went and did way more than I did. I'm thinking she got me something awesome now. And my shirts and lounge pants I got her are going to be lame in comparison. So I need to step it up, get her something bigger, or did I do enough? Signed, boyfriend anxious of a Christmas surprise. Yeah, it's a tough one. So I don't feel like she's the type of person, though, that's getting you a gift as a score keep, though.
Right.
And I think if you feel the same as I'm saying, where if she's getting you an awesome gift, but she's getting it because she likes to get gifts for people, that could be her love language, that could be she loves you, I don't know. But as long as that is authentic, then it doesn't matter. Because I think she'll understand you've been together 5 months. And also, I hate when people say, I got a surprise for you, because I always overbuild it. Somebody's like, oh, you this surprise coming. I don't want to know.
You like surprises. You just
don't
want
to
like
be told
knowing.
I have a surprise coming. I hate knowing I have a surprise coming. But if you can surprise me, that's great. I would not spend too much time invested in worrying about this because you don't know what she got you. Maybe if you're close with her sister, ask her sister, hey, this is a little bit tough on me right now. I'm anxious because she was bragging about how good her gift is. Do I need to step up my game? Because sister could do a little recon for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I wouldn't spend too much time worried about it. You can always get her back on New Year's.
How about one more gift?
With a ring. What?
Throw one more gift on it. Just in case.
Sure.
Just in case.
That's fine.
Like you don't want to be the
problem,
one that gets
though,
the...
is if you get a really great gift and she kind of gets you something crappy and she's described it wrong.
You win, though. You win.
But then she's like, well, you're being clingy.
It's that happens?
Going too fast.
Too much, yeah.
Oh, that's too much, man.
That's a weird time. 5 months is a weird time for Christmas to come up because that's in that kind of purgatory spot. Like, either you're just now a relationship, like a full relationship for a couple of months, or you're not quite there, but it's still there. So I think you did good. And if you feel like she's not someone doing it to keep score, then...
Which, do you want to be with someone that's going to keep
score? Yeah, but sometimes you don't know until you know. I'm a big scorekeeper.
Well, this is one way to find out.
If my wife would have known that, she probably would have married me. I love to keep score. Yeah. Good luck with that, boyfriend anxious Christmas surprise. Let us know what she got you. Thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Amy, will you explain to our audience what the segment is when we spill the tea?
Oh, well, normally it is someone that has something to say about someone else on the show, and that person has no idea what's coming.
Like tattletelling.
That's
it's like gossip, right?
Yeah. Let's spill the tea. And people feel a little more comfortable now coming forward because they can be on Voice Changer, and we don't always know who it is. Sometimes we have fights about who it is.
You feel protected when you do
it. Yes.
Yep.
Like if you're telling on the mob or something.
Right.
Okay, so, Raymundo, do you have the audio? All right, would you play it, please?
A listener sent me a message that they gave Lunchbox a whole bunch of lottery scratch-off tickets at a remote, with the exception he split his winnings with Abby. So I asked Abby, and she hadn't heard anything. So is Lunchbox keeping the money for himself?
First of all, is this true? Did the listener come up and give you scratch-offs and say you must split it with Abby?
A listener came up to me... at a remote.
No, just answer the question.
And handed me an envelope.
Okay.
And said, here you go. I'm a huge fan. And then he goes, make sure you read the back. And on the back, it said, must split with Abby. But I'll be honest, I didn't know what he was talking about. I've never opened it.
You still have the envelope?
Yeah.
Unopened?
Yeah.
Of scratch-offs?
I don't know if it's scratch-offs. That's the first I'm hearing of it.
How did you not open a gift somebody gave you? Do you have it with you?
I'll let me check.
It's unlike you to get a gift and not demolish it, right. Immediately.
Yeah. Okay, he's digging through his bag. All right.
What's in there?
It's from Superfan Pallone.
Turn it over.
Two lunchbox Superfan Pallone.
It's opened.
Okay. Why is it?
It's open, and now you're trying to hold it shut.
It's totally open.
He's lying.
He's lying.
He even said,
P.S. Any winnings need to be split 50-50 with Abby. ...
Okay, it's open. We see it. It's unflopped.
It's not open.
Yes, it is.
Eddie, is it open?
Yes, it's open. It's open.
Yes.
Look.
And what's in the envelope?
What? Oh, wow.
Lottery tickets.
Oh, there's one lottery ticket.
Only one?
Is it scratched yet?
Was there more in there originally?
Tell the truth.
I'm going to check my bag.
What? Something fell out. Why is
he's always
here?
Up to something.
Did he say before he went to get it? Let me be honest. I haven't opened it yet. Or did I imagine that?
Yeah. No, he said
oh,
that.
Oh, there is another one. There is another one.
Okay. That's not a scratch off. That would
no,
be
that's that. That's a Mega Millions. Uh-huh. I wonder if we won.
You don't wonder. You've already looked. Have you won any money with that?
I have no idea.
Everything's scratched. You're lying. It's all scratched off.
Eddie.
No, that's unscratched, Bones. The ticket's unscratched.
I'm not scratched. Like I said, I never even opened it.
Abby, you get to scratch it.
What?
I love it. Are we sure there were only like one in there?
We're not
I think
sure.
There's more.
He opened
his
it.
His face, he's lying.
Yes, he's lying, but we can't prove what he's lying about.
Right. I just opened it. Right. Eddie just opened it. I didn't open it.
It was already open.
I don't know how you want to handle this, Scuba Steve, but...
I think Lunchbox is doing because I think he was planning on using this in the new year. That was like a bit, and now he has to do it now. There's definitely more scratchers in there for sure.
Do you have more scratchers in there?
Oh, no, we got another Mega Millions, though. I wonder if we want any money on that.
Well, why don't you let Abby scratch the other ticket?
He keeps pulling things out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You got a book report from 10th grade on Pippi Long's talking. Okay.
There's more, though, Scuba? You said there's more scratchers?
Maybe. I don't know. Look in that backpack.
Why do you lie so much?
I didn't lie. I didn't open it.
You did lie.
It was open.
Who opened it? Your wife?
Guys, it must have come open in my bag.
Okay. I just randomly. Okay. Abby, you get to scratch it. We'll see if it's a winner.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Thank you. Whoever spilled that tea.
Yeah, who was it?
I feel like it was
could be anyone.
Morgan.
Who knows?
That's my guess.
You get. Why would.
No, Amy, it didn't sound like Morgan.
It didn't?
No.
Who do you think it sounded like?
Mike D.
No.
Oh, interesting.
Mike D faking his voice.
Because that's what everybody's doing now, faking.
Correct.
Because I would be like this. I'd be like, here's the thing I want to say.
It has to be, because here's the thing.
It has to be who?
Morgan or Abby, because I feel like those are the two that probably check their DMs the most.
And Ray.
And Morgan's job is social media.
Hmm.
Okay, well, thank you, whoever you are. We're going to protect your identity. Thanks for spilling the tea. Lunchbox, get together. Ticket to Abby. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Adam Atkinson works at Home Depot in Tennessee, and he's at work. He's kind of looking through the shelf, stocking some items, and he goes, what is this? He pulls out an envelope that was left on the shelf with $700 of cash inside the envelope. So he turns it into the manager. The manager says, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to keep it here. And if anybody claims it for the rest of the day, we'll give it to them. They have to describe exactly what's in there. No one claimed the money. So she says, okay, what do I do? Let's put this on social media. I'm just going to say I found an envelope. It described the envelope. Not going to say what's in it and see if anyone responds. Well, somebody sees and says, hey, my business partner lost $700. I wonder if he was at Home Depot. So he calls him up. Hey, did you lose $700? Like, yeah, it's at Home Depot. So he goes and claims it. He got his money back.
Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I just, man, letting that out of my sight. I'm always like, how does someone, because they have $20,000 for a house they've been saving up their whole life. And it was just in a, you know, shoebox. And they left the shoebox in the Uber. I would never stop looking at that thing.
Yeah.
I'd be scared to death.
He probably just had it. He's like, oh, look, there's some oil. And he set it down for a second, checked the oil out, and then just left.
I had to get cash for something recently, and it was in one of those bank envelopes. Like, I had to go to the bank, pick it up, and then I was nervous my kids were going to get into it. So I hid it in a shoe in my closet in a boot. and within, like, less than 48 hours, I forgot where I put it.
That's
yeah,
Amy.
I remembered finally, but...
You did find it. Well, there was a woman who won a lottery ticket. She had a lottery and it won $10,000. She couldn't find it and was getting closer and closer to the end. We had to cash it in.
Mm-hmm.
And she had torn her house apart completely multiple times. And then finally, she found it in a shoe as well. She had hid it in a shoe.
My dad, after he moved out, because he left when I was like 9, And my mom was cleaning out the garage later, and she found a glove, like a gardening glove. She found $500 cash stuck in there. He had hid it from his gambling days, and she kept it.
That's unique. Glove? Huh.
Yeah.
Eddie, good story.
Thank you.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, let's talk to Cassie in Boise, Idaho. Cassie, you're on the show. What's going on?
Hi, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Okay, so I'm calling because we are going to be surprising our 16-year-old son with a dog for Christmas. We have two right now, but he has been dying to have one kind of his own, taking care of it, all that good stuff. So we are going to adopt, so we're not going to actually have the dog on Christmas. And so we're going to fill up a box with probably some toys and treats for him. But we wanted to put in some type of note to kind of explain what we're going to do for him. And you guys are always so amazing at coming up with, like, little rhymes and jingles. And I didn't know if you guys would be able to come up with something for us to put in the box for him.
Do you have a video of the dog that he can see, too, once he opens the box? Because I know he can't be with the dog. So do you have something that he can see?
So we're actually not even going to pick out the dog prior because we want him to pick it out. This is something that he has talked about for so long.
That's cool.
And he has wanted to adopt from somewhere. And so we want him to be able to pick out the exact one that he wants. So we won't even have anything to, like, show him at all. And he's a huge fan. He actually listens to the show with me, and we've started listening to your 25 Whistles podcast because he's a huge sports fan and loves football. So he's actually been requesting to listen to your 25 Whistles podcast when we get in the car, which is so fun.
Oh, thanks. Well, this is what I would do. I would do a couple of things. You could pun him, where you could be like, write a little note, be like, I know it's been a rough year. Something rough, but RUFF. And then an arrow points, like, send him a little scavenger hunt, and then finally there's like a bone or something. You know, like a little, that's fun too. Or you could give like a dog collar in a box, or like a shirt, like dog dad, and he's like, what the heck is this? like when a dad finds out that he's having a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of funny too. And then he has to kind of figure it out. So scavenger hunt's fun, or how I've seen some of my friends find out they're having a baby, where they're like, what? Why? Why is there a shirt that says number one dad? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you could do, you know, like dog dad, dog best friend, whatever that situation is, and have them confused for a second and then tell them you're going to go. What's your son's name? I'll come up with him real quick.
Yeah.
It's Mason.
All right. Hey, Mason, guess what? We got something for you. I know that you've wanted a puppy with, and I don't want you to be blue. So it's not like the Clues, the dog on TV, but you'll have this dog and you'll raise it with me. We'll make sure that it eats its food every morning as long as you're there. I don't know, dude. I get up in the morning. All right, the end. There you go. No idea.
You were onto something about blue.
Well, yeah,
we got to pick up your shoes because it's going to be
left up to you to take care
of this dog.
And pick up his poo.
Yep.
You know, something along that line.
Yeah, we're terrible.
Or just play the segment back because you said he listens to the show. So
yeah, how about this? Ready and action. What's his name? Mason?
Mason.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mason, it's Bobby Bones. What's up, dude? Hey, guess what? You're going to have the coolest Christmas ever because I know what you've been wanting. You've been wanting a dog. So if you look over at your mom right now, look what she's holding. That's right. That leash is going to go on the dog that you pick out. That's right, buddy. Merry Christmas, Mason.
Merry Christmas, Mason.
Woof, 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 woof.
Hey, we'll email you this clip. How's that?
That is amazing. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
You're going to have to get a leash.
Out of time. Merry Christmas. Okay, Amy's only told us we're doing a mental health exercise. What's the deal?
It's a primal scream.
What does that mean?
Is it something you do?
I've done it before in my car. Like, I'm just like really like screaming, but I'm actually so crazy, angry, frustrated, whatever in the moment, like going crazy. So it's more of like
Normally,
I'm reacting, but I'll go to my car. I'm reacting to something. This is us being proactive and doing the scream for therapeutic purposes. I mean, some of us might be angry and frustrated right now. I don't know, but this is something that can be therapeutic in the moment and maybe prevent us from getting angry down the line.
So it's like, like that. Was that primal?
You need to go way harder than that. It's supposed to just be like this relate. Let me read it to you. It's a type of psychotherapy that encourages people to address past trauma, negative memories, and you release it all in the emotions and you just scream as loud as you possibly can. Like, when you've got bottled up feelings, just let it all out. And it's going to be therapeutic.
Well, then would you mind leading up?
I mean, I'll do it together.
No.
We want to hear individual.
Sensei, we want you to do it first. We want to hear yours.
And Amy, are you thinking of something in particular when you do it, or do you just do it?
Well, I think that we just, sometimes I do it. I said most of the time when I scream, it's been because of a reason. So I'm thinking of the emotions that I'm having.
Well, but think right of now, your emotion right now.
Yeah, go
okay,
for
I'll
it.
Say what it is. The emotion is X.
Okay.
Don't scream right in the microphone though. Mm-hmm. You know how a singer, when they hit the big note, they pull it down a little bit? Just move slightly to the right side of it. Okay, here. Are you going to blow your voice out? Are you going to blow your voice out?
Probably.
Yeah, just, no, this is me. I thought we would do it together. So this is very vulnerable.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what therapy
your segment
is.
It's mental health. All right, here we go. Here's Amy being vulnerable with our primal scream.
Dun-na.
Pretty good.
You have to go as long as you can. Like, dun-na. I ran out of air.
Oh, you do.
Da-na, da-na,
da-na. You can go as long as you can.
That was
like, I'm a little lightheaded now, but mm-hmm. I think that's good.
It's like a big release.
I mean, I kind of heard a 80s metal song in that.
I did too. I got those.
You want to give it a run, Eddie?
I mean, I'm not mad about anything.
Oh, you are, though. The Cowboys suck.
Oh, what did you say?
Exactly.
Is that good?
Louder? Longer.
Hitting stuff. Yeah, okay.
Wow. I
mean, his
better.
Lasted about half a second. That was really interesting.
Yeah, you have to go.
His cardio is not good.
Man, I like the hitting stuff. That felt
good. No. Don't hit stuff. That's not the point of it.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
A different kind of release.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, you want me to scream, man?
Yeah, but like, what are you upset about? Anything?
Having to come to work every day.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Yeah, I wish I could retire. You know what I mean? I'm just frustrated.
Okay, don't scream right in the microphone.
I don't scream in the microphone.
Primal scream and go.
I don't know what
that's do. It. See? That's
you it. Let it out. I feel like you let it out.
Oh, mine was that long.
No, yours went. No, yours went. And then you did it again and again and again.
And he's just like,
That's interesting. I've never tried that.
Morgan.
Yeah.
You want to give it a run?
Okay.
Get She's mad at dudes on dating apps. Go.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
That's a really high pitch.
You're supposed to like hold it though as long as you
possibly
can.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Okay, let me do mine. I dedicate this to our
football this
year.
We just have to be. This is a safe space.
That's frustrating.
Oh, man.
See, it's hard to go long. Amy was right.
I went too
time.
Hard at the beginning.
Yeah,
if
me too.
If I would go. I keep going.
Yeah. That's what it like.
But I like blew it all out. Oh, man.
Remember,
I mean, that did feel good
Scuba
a little bit.
Scuba has his whole lion's roar that he does, and that's therapeutic. And this, you can either do his lion's roar like that, or you could do just a scream.
You can do it all together?
I can tell Amy's done it a lot because she has a long
roar. She's
worked
good
out.
She's conditioned.
She's trained.
Yeah, she's conditioned.
I have done it in my backyard once before, but then I thought, that's why I was like, I need to move it to the car.
Surprise the cops didn't come.
Because this could be, received the wrong way.
Scuba, do you want to do your scream?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
From a screamo, guy used to scream in a screamo band?
We'll do like a primal scream, though, so just to kind of like let it out, like we're doing
That's
here.
What this is, yeah. Okay, primal scream. All right, and go.
That scared me. What the?
That will wake you up and make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow.
I clenched my butt on that.
Me too.
He is so weird.
That is wild.
I mean, dude, like, what in the world?
That was so good.
All right, that's all together.
Okay, but no promises. I might hit stuff again.
Hey, stop hitting things.
I'm just saying, man. You feel it.
It's like you're
reacting. Eddie starts making a hit in the table so it sounds louder.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Still going.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
My voice is done.
Now we're all done. We're fried.
People might need to primal scream over the holidays.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, deal with your in-laws. Get ready.
Get a little... That's what it is. You hear people in the room just screaming.
Oh,
that's what
God.
It is. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, parents. We can't use Christmas as a bribe.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what?
Well, so I'm guilty of this. It happens.
I use it with you guys. I mean, kids.
Right. Yeah. Yes. We, moms and dads, we use Santa as a way to encourage kids to be good or you're not going to get.
Don't say too much.
There's a whole song about it. Like, what do you mean? You better not pout.
Are you saying that's propaganda?
Yeah. What's the story? I don't understand.
What's happening here?
Well, just we can't do it. A parenting expert was saying that you're stooping to a low
level. These parenting experts, they'll be like, kid, would you mind if I spank you? Oh, no, you don't want me to? Okay, well, I won't.
Well, it turns the focus of Christmas into selfish gain on the part of your children.
Just a healthy balance.
We need to use other measures.
Mm. Healthy balance of why and what the Christmas spirit is. And then also gimme, gimme, gimme. Yeah. But also give, give, give. So if you can manage that, then perfect. Being a parent's easy. You guys don't have no idea.
Yeah. Sounds easy.
Yeah. What else?
Why don't we give you our kids?
Exactly.
For
They come back.
Okay. How long?
Yes. Forever. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I have the top Christmas icks to avoid.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to holiday parties, family things. The number one ick is getting too drunk.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Where if your person's so drunk, you're like, ugh. Mm-hmm. That's gross. Yeah.
Christmas parties, though, man. That's what you do.
But too drunk, especially with somebody that you don't know.
Yeah.
That can be, if you're sloppy, that's tough.
Yeah. And then at number two is just if you don't get along with your family or you know something's going to be controversial, but you bring up the topic anyway.
All right, everybody. Your turkey good? How about politics, huh?
Putting a Christmas tree up too early, but I don't know. Who cares about that? Well, talking politics in specific is at number four. And then being hung over Christmas Day. So you got to like watch it on Christmas Eve. That way you don't ruin the vibe come the very, very special day that everyone's getting together for.
And I wouldn't say Christmas Eve is when Christmas parties happen, guys. That's just you drinking.
That's just
you drinking with family. It's not like a Christmas party, like a work event. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Well, on Reddit, there is a poll happening for people to vote for the worst country song of the past 5 years.
Okay.
No.
I was ready to go. I was about to fire off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Do you want to... you just tell me the songs and I'll tell you if I agree or disagree. Go ahead.
Well, gosh, at number seven, it literally says anything Luke Bryan has done.
That's unfair and that's not true.
Rude.
We know it's a poll.
Okay, good.
But I don't agree with that because that's just them being... They don't like Luke, so making everything bad. Wrong.
Right. Okay. Six. Thinking About Me, Morgan Wallen.
I like it. The trouble that Morgan is getting into now, he's gotten so popular that he's starting to get a little bit of backlash because he's so popular. It doesn't matter what it is. He can be Coldplay, he can be Morgan Wallen, he can be Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
When you hit that threshold of everybody liking it, then it starts to be cool not to like what everybody likes.
I don't think people hate Frosted Flakes. I think they still like that.
Back in the 30s, man, you have no idea. All right, what else?
Stars Like Confetti by Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, this song's kind of goofy. It's okay. It's fine. I might be a little biased because our girl Morgan, but yeah. I try not to be, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Kane Brown's Like I Love Country Music.
Baby, this song's awesome. Don't you dare talk bad about Kane Brown or this song. Yeah. What else?
Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck. I got a heart like a truck. So good.
It's catchy. It's kind of a...
And I love
it's fine.
They're saying the last 5 years.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst.
They're all pretty recent.
But the first time I heard it, I was like, huh. But I really like Lainey, and it's really catchy. I like it. It's not the worst.
It's good.
But I did have a second where I was like, what? Heart Like a Truck. Which one? Ford Chevy. Tried that in a small town on there?
Jason Aldean is on here, but I don't know if I know this song, Ain't Enough Cowboy.
You think by now that I'd be gone, but there ain't enough cowboy in me.
Why has he got T-Pain on?
Okay. Yeah. Right off in the sunset, too far right down the street. Don't pick up when you call.
The auto sounds weird with him.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like when Aldean does sexy Aldean. I do like those vibes
of
the song.
Sexy Aldean?
Because I just picture him in his whitey tighties and a cowboy hat.
Right.
Dancing around the house.
Naked in my bed.
Burning it down.
Right, yeah. But that's a weird. That's a lot of T-Pain auto-tunes on that one. Mm-hmm. But he can sing. So that was a style choice.
Right.
That's interesting. Okay, well.
I wholeheartedly disagree with the number one.
You said Lainey Wilson.
No.
Oh, I thought you said that was number one.
Nope. Number one is Fancy Like Walker Hayes.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
What do you disagree about it?
Well, I don't think it's the worst country song.
But it's got to be super big to even be considered, right? Because the worst country song, nobody even heard.
Oh, right.
Well, was that Ain't Enough Cowboy?
I never heard that one either. Okay, I like that song, and then I just heard it so much, I didn't like it anymore.
Right.
And then I like it again sometimes when it comes on, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I used to like that song.
And now there's the Christmas version.
Then I didn't like it again when he did that.
Oh, I think it's cute.
Yeah, but I don't care. Who cares what I think?
Right.
Yeah, make your money is what I say. All right, is that it?
Yep, but maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
It's a good one. Lauren Briseno attended a gathering of her fellow volleyball players at their coach's house. They were watching the bracket selection for the tournament, the NCAA volleyball tournament. And so they're all around, and they did a white elephant gift exchange where everybody brings a gift, and it all gets, oh, I'll take that, or I'll go and pick from the pile. And so Lauren is seen unwrapping a couple of gifts, which can get taken away by the rules. So you have something cool, and someone's like, I'd rather have that. Then Lauren gets, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm going to grab this. She opens it up, and ba-boom, she gets a scholarship. They had tried to strategically plan it, so she got the box that opened it up, and it said, you just have a full scholarship.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got taken away?
No, she got to keep it. The paper stated that Lauren's getting a full scholarship for the fall, spring, and summer semester. She broke down, the whole room started cheering. Tuition at Baylor is like $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
She was having to pay it herself, but now she, you know, they always do these big scholarship announcements, like, and everybody's like, ah, that's how she got hers.
That's so cool.
That's an awesome one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Emily is on right now in Florida. Emily, thank you for calling the show. What's going on?
Every morning when I'm listening on my drive to work, I listen to the mailbag and everything that's going on. And we're learning to take those situations that other people have been in and then talk about them as a parent, as a couple, and how we would have handled those situations. So every day, every couple of days, we're learning how to better communicate with each other and better tackle bigger problems rather than having to learn the hard way when we end up in unfortunate circumstances. So it's been really cool to learn each other and like how we problem solve and how we can like talk through difficult times ahead of time before we actually get ourselves into it.
I knew our show would be good for something
wise.
Someday.
Something.
Something, yeah. Yes. Yeah, but that's good. Right, because
about.
Otherwise you only cross those bridges whenever you get there,
right.
And that can be uncomfortable, but you can establish kind of your foundation of what you feel and how you feel and why you feel it based on these other situations.
Nip
and
it
I'm
in
glad
the butt.
They're looking at how they would handle it and coming up with their own thing, because sometimes what we say might not be the
I like it pretty good, yeah. They call me Mr. Advice.
Okay. Well, and now her calling in to share this, other people are getting it.
Dr. Advice.
And now they may start doing it, and it can help their relationship.
Emily, thank you for that call. I really appreciate that. And tell your fiance that I said hello, and he probably doesn't listen, but thank you for anyway.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. See, I was hoping she said, no, he listens. He doesn't.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you. There you go. Let's go to Amy and get in. We'll get to the mailbag in a second. But the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What is Santa Claus's favorite U.S. state? This is where you ask it back.
No, I know.
This isn't investigating.
I know, but I told we're not like saying it out loud. I was just saying if I could get it. I don't know what.
So you say it back.
What's Santa Claus's favorite state?
Idaho, ho, ho.
That was the morning corny.
I thought it'd be Ohio, ho, ho, ho.
Ohio,
ho, ho. I don't know. But
I was stuck on Minnesota for some reason.
I was on Montana.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. I was on Arkansas, ho, ho, ho. All right, thank you, morning corny. Thank you. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what's your favorite Christmas tradition? There are 10 answers on the board. We rolled the dice before we went on Lunchboxes first. And if you win the game, you get to pick one of the 5 doors. And if you pick the magic door, you win $50.
All right.
All right, Lunchbox, go ahead. Favorite traditions from Bobby Bone Show listeners.
Open presents.
Opening presents. Show it to me. Number one answer. Have yourself a point.
Yeah. Eating the big meal.
Eating the big meal. Show me that. Eddie, over to you. It's the first round, so points are just singles.
Okay.
That's
what
weird.
You got?
Christmas caroling.
Show me Christmas caroling. What? Amy, we asked 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners, what are your favorite Christmas traditions? So far, just number one, opening presents.
Matching pajamas.
We're struggling, guys.
That is a Christmas tradition.
I'm sure it is. Go show it to us. All right.
Okay.
Well, we're double points now. There are still 9 on the board.
Okay.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Leaving cookies for Santa.
That's good.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Number 5 answer.
Just worth straight cookies.
10 points. It says making Christmas cookies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that's for Santa or whomever the heck wants them.
Now we're in trouble, man. What else do you do? Christmas tradition. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Going to church.
Show me. Church.
Wow. I'm shocked like that.
What in the world?
I've never gone to church on Christmas Day.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Or like Christmas Eve?
Or Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, it's
anytime,
a church.
Anytime
service?
Around Christmas?
Candlelight?
Like midnight mass?
Celebrating Christmas?
Yeah.
I've been to Midnight Mayhem, Arkansas Razorbacks.
You haven't been living.
It's like church.
Yeah, Eddie.
Bones, give me
watching Christmas movies.
Oh,
that's a good one.
How about that? Movies. Good. Number three answer worth 6 points. Nice job.
Bones, how about decorating the Christmas tree?
Tree.
Number two answer. Nice job. Worth 4 points. Points are double in the second round.
How about putting up Christmas lights around the house?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
So these are the things like leading up.
Yeah.
Well, it's leading Christmas, up.
No, I get it.
Christmas light sightseeing.
That's all part of it?
Yeah.
Check this one out.
Go ahead.
Finding the pickle in the tree.
Finding the pickle in the tree.
Hit me. That's my tradition.
All right, Amy. You have
stockings?
You have no points. What? You just yelled at me. What?
Stockings.
What about them?
Christmas stockings.
What
hanging,
about them?
Hanging by the fire.
Hanging stockings.
Oh, wow. He led you there, too.
Points are now tripled.
I mean...
Lunchbox 11, Eddie 22,
wow.
0. We asked 2,000 Bobby Bones listeners, what are your favorite Christmas traditions? Number one is opening presents. Number two is decorating the tree. Number three, watching Christmas movies. Number five, making Christmas cookies. Number six, Christmas lights. That's it. Triple points. You need one there, Lunchy.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do on Christmas traditions? Golly, what do you do to lead? Oh, duh. Guys, how do we not do this one? How dumb are we? How did this get to the third round? Go see Santa!
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
You go see Santa!
Yeah. We're dumb.
Visit Mr. Nick.
Yeah! What?
Eddie?
Going shopping. You need to buy presents.
You are in the lead right now.
Yeah.
Show me going shopping. I hate shopping.
I know, but it's still a tradition, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Amy, well, you can win. Triple points, but you have no points on the board.
Yep. All right. How about eggnog?
Hey.
All right, cancel it. Get her out of here.
Okay. All right.
I don't understand.
Our winner is Eddie.
Wow. Come on, guys. Clap it up. Don't know how I won that one.
Here's the rest of them.
I had playing games.
At number four, listening to Christmas music.
Okay. I said caroling. Not singing, just listening.
Just listening.
Okay, all right.
At number seven, decorating the house.
Did you not say that?
He said putting lights up.
Yeah, putting lights up, which I got anyway, right?
That's outside the house. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
That.
Oh.
Ice skating.
Don't do that.
Ice skating.
Right,
Amy had it written down.
Amy, when do you ice skate?
Never. I've never heard you say one Christmas I went ice skating.
Yes, we do, and we're going this Christmas.
I think I've seen you do it every Christmas with your kids, actually.
Yeah, my kids are like, they can't wait. They're like, what are we going to do? Sashira sent me a, I'll show you a text.
There's no need. Don't do that.
Well,
next up, number nine, making gingerbread houses.
Yeah, we do that.
And number 10, going on vacation or traveling to visit family.
Dang.
Eddie, you are a winner, though. You didn't need any more. Nice job, buddy. Yeah. Okay, now.
I don't understand. It's a text.
A text from my daughter about
Eddie,
skating.
We have five doors here. Behind one of these doors is a $50 prize. If you pick a door, I'll open it right here. You'll hear this door open. And if you hear this sound, it means you won. 1 through 5, Eddie.
Am I picking the door we want to open?
What door do you not want to open?
I don't want to open one.
Okay, show me door number one.
Yeah, that's
the
sound we want. Another door we don't want to open? Mm-hmm. Number five.
All right, let's show Eddie. He doesn't want door number five. Show open door number five, please.
Oh, no!
The money was in door number five. I'm sorry.
It's not a Merry
but
Christmas.
But you're still a winner going into Christmas.
All right.
But you have a blue Christmas without me. There he is. Eddie, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, we have the Wheel of Punishment here. Lunchbox, do you remember why Eddie and Amy are on the Wheel of Punishment? And I ask this because he keeps bringing it up every, I don't know, 2 days. He sends me a note. Could we please punish them?
He does not remember.
No, I do. You guys ruined the show.
Which one?
Some show I don't watch, so
what's
I don't
new?
Care.
That makes sense.
What did we say?
Yeah. Okay.
You did spoil it. I didn't even know you spoiled it.
You started it, and then Amy piled
Amy
on.
Amy just, like, jumped on.
It's more like I talked about it. Amy spoiled it. But whatever. We go down together, Amy.
It's more like there's one detail that I'm sure you've heard about it. It's also a book.
Oh, it's Suits. Was it Suits?
Oh, maybe. It was, I thought it was Nine Perfect Strangers.
I've never seen Suits.
Oh, it was Nine Perfect Strangers. It was Nine Perfect Strangers.
I haven't seen that
But one. You also did Suits. So, Amy, you're getting your comeuppance. It's rightfully so. Okay, so this is a Wheel of Punishment.
You know what? I'm just not going to talk about shows anymore.
We've tried this.
That's a great idea.
We should try that.
Yes. New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Here's the Wheel of Punishments. Here we go. If it lands on it, you can
lose. Shame.
There's the helm.
What is that?
Well, Mike D, will you come over and explain some of these? First of all, there's the pillory. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go. If you get jokes in public, you go to a breakfast place and tell a series of corny jokes and laugh very loudly for 5 seconds at each one. You have to do five in a row. If you get sing in public, you have to sing a love song to your imaginary friend in a crowded restaurant or a coffee shop. If you get Uber karaoke, you have to get in an Uber, take a 5 minute ride somewhere, and create a conversation by using only famous country song titles. If you get public megaphone, you have to order food in a public place.
That's actually pretty good.
Using a megaphone.
What? No.
If you get stranger request, you have to ask a stranger to film them doing a video for TikTok and you just dance for 20 seconds on TikTok while they hold the phone. And you have to be serious. If you crack, then that's a loss.
Okay. That's funny.
The helmet of shame, you have to wear one of my helmets for a full hour of the show. My Razorback helmet, football helmet.
Pretty heavy.
The pillory is two segments in the pillory.
Oh.
And then you have to watch all 10 Saw movies.
Wow.
That's pretty bad,
the
dude.
The time commitment on that one is...
It's a Wheel of Punishment.
Oh.
Can we get rid of one?
No. Why would I allow that?
I don't know.
Yeah, which one would you get rid of?
So do we each get our own spin?
Yeah, you like to get your own spin.
Gosh, I don't know, man. A megaphone to order food.
Do you guys want to spin it yourself or would you like me to spin it?
Nah, you can spin it.
Whatever you spin it.
Whatever, dude.
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Eddie.
Spin it over with.
We obviously won't be able to do all of them today, or maybe any of them today, but just so you know, going into the new year, what your punishment is. Some of them you may.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's spin
that wheel!
Oh, man. These are good.
Eddie.
Look at this.
Your punishment will be... jokes in public. So you'll have to go to a breakfast place and tell a series of corny jokes and laugh loudly for 5 seconds at each joke. You have to do five. A crowded breakfast place.
I hate doing that.
Yeah. So we'll hold that one off until we come back.
Fine.
And we'll do it probably live.
Live on the air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Amy?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Let's spin that wheel!
Amy, which one do you not want?
I don't even want to say anything.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
She
got all 10 Saw movies.
Do I have all of 2024 to do this?
Wow,
I mean,
that's hilarious.
What?
Oh my God.
I
goodness.
Guess now I know how I'm spending Christmas break.
Amen. No, I just say get started. Just get started.
10 Saw movies?
That's pretty bad.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you can trade this.
For what? No.
Three other spins.
Whoa!
No.
The runtime of these are all pretty short, though.
Are they?
Hour 43, hour 35, hour 43, hour 38. They're pretty short.
You know what? It'll be good bonding with my daughter because she loves, like, scary movies.
By the time you come back from Christmas break, though, you need to have at least seen four of them.
Okay.
If you want to watch all of them, great. Make a little video after each one. It's like 30 seconds, just recapping it.
Okay.
And
spoiling it, so we can do this again.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, good luck.
Thanks, guys.
That is the worst one.
Wait. Thanks, guys. You brought this upon yourself.
That's true.
So in my little video, I shouldn't give anything away, right?
You can just tell us what the plot was.
Good luck with that, Amy.
See, I just rather stay away from details.
But no, we need to know that you watched it, unless you want to write a book report.
No, I'll...
Oh, we'll know.
So we'll get at least four Saw movies from Amy when we come back.
Oh,
Eddie,
my goodness.
We'll tell the jokes when we come back.
Okay.
5 second so hard down. Laughter is crowded place.
Bobby, thank you for sticking to it, man.
I was not really sticking to it, but then Lunchbox just stayed on me, and I have to have some integrity with the wheel, you know?
You don't have to, but whatever.
All right. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this.
H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. What's up, guys? Hope you're having a great start to the week. It's almost Christmas time. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Let's go first with Doritos making nacho cheese flavored alcohol.
Mm-mm. That sounds weird.
No, whoa.
I don't want that.
So PepsiCo, which owns Doritos apparently, is releasing a new spirit based off Doritos nacho cheese flavor that tastes just like the real thing. I bet it's good.
No.
Yeah, somebody tried it,
yeah,
right?
Someone...
Yeah, there's a test group. They're not going to spend all this money unless people liked it.
Mm-mm. It's not good.
It doesn't sound good.
Have you tried it?
It sounds terrible.
Yeah. Don't be so judgmental.
I think they're just trying to
Don't be racist toward alcohol.
Whoa. Okay.
And Doritos.
And Doritos.
Yeah, man. Right. Leave them alone.
Oh,
don't be brandish.
Okay.
Available only online. It's $65 for a 750 milliliter bottle. I don't know what that means.
Whoa.
But what's a 750? It's not a 40. It's got to be more than the 40. So it's bigger than that?
Yeah. 750 milliliters? Okay. That's like an alcoholic bottle, like bottles of Tito's or something.
How's it not that much bigger than a 40?
I don't know.
Oh. I'll say a lot of 40s. Here's the list of the best cities for New Year's. Number one, Orlando, Florida.
Oh.
Give Mickey a big old kiss at midnight. Number two, San Diego. New York at 3. Las Vegas at 4. Atlanta at 5. I found Las Vegas to be very underwhelming on July 4th, though.
Yeah.
Because you don't see any fireworks because they don't shoot them above the casinos because everything's already lit.
Well, probably the desert's hard to do fireworks in.
So dry?
Well, it didn't catch, though. There's no trees to catch. So the desert's probably the easiest.
Good point.
Have you guys ever done the New Year's Eve in New York? Like in Times Square?
No, it looks terrible because you don't get to leave.
There's no bathroom.
Yeah, people have to wear diapers to pee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm wearing one now, but I can take it off anytime. That's from Wallet Hub. The most fun cities in America, just generally speaking. The decision of...
where to live could save or cost you a bunch of money. So if you're like, what cities have the most fun? And it's entertainment, recreation, nightlife, overall cost, all in. Top five, number five, San Francisco. That is an expensive city.
Scuba lived there, but he loved it.
But he lived with his wife's parents.
Well, I lived on my own in the city for a while, which was amazing. So I agree with the survey. And then even in the East Bay was awesome.
I don't know what any of that means, but
East Bay.
I went there. I've been there, and I love that area.
Beautiful,
but it's expensive to live in San Francisco. I'd be more of a San Jose guy.
Oh,
okay. Is it more affordable there? Yeah, it's still expensive there, but more affordable.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I just thought California
in general.
Yeah,
it is. I'm more of a Fresno guy.
You can get you a little Bakersfield place. Pretty moderate. Number four, Atlanta. Number three, Miami. Number two, Orlando. Dang, Orlando must be rocking.
Orlando.
And number one, Las Vegas. There you go. Almost half of Americans, 18 to 29, are living with their parents.
That's not good.
Well, 18 to 29. That's
18 is like high school.
No, 29.
Yeah, but 20, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That's crazy.
Yeah, but the last 3 years have been difficult.
For your parents, too. Why are you going to stick them with you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know.
If my 28-year-old kid was like, hey, yo.
Well, it still might work.
My parents always said, like, you know, it's not that easy to kick them out. Because they were talking about my brother.
Not you.
Not me. He lived there for a while.
That's an old kid to be living at home. Lunchbox lived at home.
Yeah, I did. I was 20.
Five.
No.
24. 25.
I was 22,
Six?
23, 24.
25, 26, 27, 28.
Those 3 years. But I will be honest, the house next to me growing up, their kids still live there.
Really?
Like they were.
Yeah, if you're going to commit, I'm cool with that. Like, just commit.
Yeah, when I was
a lifetime. I have no problem with that. That's when the kid doesn't make up their mind.
I was a kid. I mean, I was, you know, 10, and they were already in their 30s, and the people, like all four of their kids still lived at home, never left.
All good. At least there's consistency. You know?
There's two left.
Drinking while eating a big meal may make you feel less drunk because it absorbs some of the alcohol, but then it stays in your system longer, which makes your hangover worse.
Oh.
From Daily Mail, so you have to kind of pick your poison here, literally. Speaking of DailyMail.com, experts have revealed exactly how long it takes the brain and body to return to normal equilibrium in the average person, and they offer tips to speed up the process. The long and short of it is your body won't be back to normal for at least 2 days, possibly three. Loading up on food will not save off the hangover, but what it will do is make you a little less drunk, but you're just going to feel it longer.
Two-day recovery?
Yeah.
Oof.
Although food is often recommended to accompany alcohol, it can slow how quickly your body metabolizes the alcohol.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild, huh? Merry Christmas. Cheers, guys.
Yeah,
think cheers. About that. Yeah.
Hey, cheers, cheers. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
The list of what you're looking for in a dude. A lifetime partner. Maybe not even lifetime, for a long time partner. Morgan, you're single.
Yeah.
Give me your five things, not in order.
Okay.
Your five things you must have. Go.
Okay. Loves animals the way that I do.
That's good.
Consistency. Like they're a very consistent person in everything that they do. Likes to be active, physically active, open-minded, and adventurous.
Both of those together sound a little dirty. I'll be honest with you, together.
Adventurous and open-minded.
Open-minded and adventurous.
Open-minded for sure.
Did not mean to
let it rip. Yeah, let it rip, Peter Chip. I agree. Go for your thing.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Where was money?
I forgot. You forgot money.
I have my own money. I don't need somebody to have money.
Okay. Here we go. So if
somebody, own house.
Yeah, but they want money.
Who's they?
Girls.
Women.
Oh my God, you guys are idiots.
Girls want money.
Everybody want no. Okay.
Hey, if he made. No money. If he didn't have a job.
No, there's a difference. We're not doing drastics because you could also be a billionaire. She's not chasing somebody just for the money. So we can't do somebody that doesn't have a job versus somebody that's a billionaire.
Someone's jobless.
She meets a guy. She falls in love. Turns out he's homeless. She met him on the corner.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Abby.
He's open to my
Abby, you're single. Give me your top five.
Okay, so he has to be like spontaneous.
Okay.
Likes to just go and do whatever. A hard worker. He cares about his job. He has goals. He is thoughtful. Like, he comes up with, you know, little gifts or, you know, to make sure I know he's thinking about me. He's physically attractive, obviously. And then he is trustworthy.
Got it.
Those are mine.
Wait.
And all these are great, but we only gave you five. I'm sure everybody has all these, but I just wanted to know where your mind went with your list.
Does Abby, new dude, have all that?
I don't think she has a dude.
Oh. We came on air and we talked about how she had a new dude.
Well, I don't know what to say. No. So I'm just saying, I always stay on that. She doesn't have a dude
anymore. What?
Oh, I'm still dating him.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep it.
Yeah, he's all of the above.
Amen. There we go. Amy, the five things, go.
Okay, emotionally mature.
Now, this is you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Emotionally mature.
What does that mean? Old?
No, emotionally mature. Like, able to feel, you know, high
EQ.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
What?
Okay. I mean, none of us are, so we don't get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're working on it, though.
I got a long way to go. I'm mile one of the marathon, you know what I mean?
Or open to working on being
open and adventurous, like Morgan, leather chaps.
Open-minded.
All right.
You know, we're all
got it. Sorry. I didn't mean to distract you.
It's okay. You know, makes me laugh. Enjoys outdoors, like hiking, stuff like that. Affectionate and shared values.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say that because I just want to know where your heads were. I give you very little time to come up with that list. But Amy has a friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you want to say about your friend, but she is also single and she made this list.
Oh, boy.
I saw all the things that she put on the list, and I admire it. And these are must-have. Is this a must-have from her?
Yeah. She has it in a notes on her phone.
Yeah, she keeps it with her, which I completely understand. I do the same thing, keep notes on my phone all the time and things. But here you go. Just these are the requirements for Amy's friend. Well, Amy's friend's very smart, very driven.
Yeah.
Just A+. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just read them like they are.
Okay. In all caps, she has stronger than me. She's very strong.
Like physically like stronger?
Yeah, she can't date somebody that's not stronger than her.
Dating no scrub, no
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Optimistic, fair. Wise, hilarious, healthy, a leader. One I can't say.
What do you mean? Is it big?
Is that it?
No! Size? I don't know. Just...
I'm blind.
It's fine. Okay. It's just size. Okay, someone that feels like home, someone like I want to travel the world with, open-minded, OCD, but not more than me, one nap a week, doesn't sleep in late, handy, good energy, but not over the top, mildly protective, but chill, athletic for breeding purposes, 6'3 and above, darker or tan skin.
He said athletic for mating purposes.
Yeah, well, I get that. 6'3 and above.
Mating purposes?
What breeding purposes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Two different things.
She really, if she has kids, she really wants them to be good at sports.
Yeah.
Okay. We skipped over. Did you say darker than her? What?
Yeah, like tan or darker skin.
Okay.
And
Eddie, but you're not 6'3", bro, and you're married already.
I know. One thing about me.
Preferably no social media. That's her list.
She will stay single forever if that's her list.
That's pretty rare.
You want somebody over 6'3", Joker.
My favorite is good energy, but not over the top. Mildly protective, but chill. OCD, but
can
not
I
too
see
much.
The one that you didn't want to say?
Oh, yeah.
Because we all had the same thought, and it wasn't.
It's not that.
She's just funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, it is that, guys. It's exactly that. You said it wasn't that.
Because she didn't want to do it,
but it is that.
I'm embarrassed.
No, it is that.
And I don't know if that part's like, if she's like, because she's funny, so I don't know if she's just being like,
there's another reason it can't be you, Eddie.
Does she give, does she give like a number? Or
no.
Okay.
No, but she does
just
say
like it's relative. Right?
So what if he hits every other thing, but he didn't hit that one?
Oh man,
too bad.
Yeah,
and like if she ranked them, where would that rank in the list?
Of man,
priorities.
Her personality, I don't know.
But the 6'3" thing's very different. That's tough.
She's tall, so
I hear you. But I mean, you'd find a dude who's that. If that's her list, she needs to drop like half of them. She has to pick which half.
Yeah,
but there's no way. There's not a person that's that.
Yeah.
Oh, they're out there.
Hey, trust me.
Someone's out there.
She likes the...
We know. We read the list. Yeah, we know what she likes.
No,
all right.
Yeah,
we know. You don't got to say it. All right. Thank you. Let's play this. Thank you, guys. Bobby Bone Show. Ray, our audio producer, wants us to pick a show, and he has to binge watch it during the break. That's so think about that for a second.
Oh.
Whatever we vote on, he's going to binge watch.
Okay.
Now, we can think the prank way or we can think the real way, but whatever it is, he's going to binge watch it.
Right.
Okay? I was reading this article about Yellow Jackets. You guys ever watch that show?
No. Yeah. That's the plane crash?
Yeah.
Yeah, so based loosely on the miracle in the Andes with the plane crashes, soccer team, some of them have to eat. So it's kind of that, but it's today and it's a high school soccer team. And that show was so good, season one. And it got so weird. It lost its way, season two. And I was reading an article they're writing season three. And then I started thinking about what other shows lost their way. I think Roseanne lost its way back when I was younger when they won the lottery. But then it turns out they really didn't win the lottery. It was just kind of like Dan had died and it was like a dream.
The show Lost its way.
Really?
Yes. Because the first season was amazing. Second was pretty good. And then, I don't know, they made like eight. It was terrible.
The Walking Dead was one of my favorite shows. It got a little sus. And then they started doing episodes that were dark. Not dark as in making you feel sad or bad, but literally I couldn't see. Oh, like, everything was in like a dark room and no light.
Like the screen was dark.
Yes, yeah. I was constantly trying to brighten my screen and it wouldn't.
Yeah. That's funny. And like all the main characters were gone. So we're not going to make Ray watch any of these. These are the shows that lost their way.
Oh, man.
I think The Office for a second could have, but it really gathered itself with some decent characters.
It was on the verge.
It was on the verge.
Going out of control, but it came back.
It did. It did come back. So what do we want Ray to watch of all of the shows that he hasn't seen, and we'll run them by him, that we think he would love or that he would hate?
Got it.
I tend to do the love because he'll actually do it. Yeah. It's a Christmas. Well, what were you thinking?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, you want him to watch that for 20 years.
Yeah, that's why.
See, that's a prank.
Amy likes that one.
That's so good. It's so good.
He wouldn't be able to finish it before we came back.
All right, Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is awesome.
Yeah.
Ray, have you ever seen Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of seasons of it.
Okay. That didn't count. What about Breaking Bad? Has he seen that one? The OG?
I have not, and I did a pre-list of some really popular shows that I had never seen.
Well, we don't want to take those, because those are the ones you want to watch.
But Breaking Bad was one of them, and you guys talk about it. My wife talks about it. I just have never even seen it.
Go ahead. What list of shows did you bring for us?
The Dance, Michael Jordan's documentary.
Oh, Last Dance.
Yeah. Oh, you should watch that one.
That's only four episodes.
Yeah, you'll like that too much, and it's quick, so we don't allow it. Go ahead.
And then Ted Lasso.
Oh, dude.
It's good, but
that's a must.
Nothing that he picks, we can pick, guys. Yeah, okay. This is supposed to be a gift from us.
Okay, then don't do it.
And then Breaking Bad was on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I like Breaking Bad.
All those are good.
What about Mad Men?
Nah.
Who's seen that?
I've never seen
it. It's so good.
What are my favorite shows of all time I would just...
Oh, dude, yours are like End of the World, Alien.
Yeah, have you seen Black Mirror?
I have not.
God. Oh, dude, good luck. Never You'll have nightmares.
That.
Yeah. Dude, it's awesome.
It is pretty good.
Bones, Ray's already paranoid of stuff.
Yeah, he's already
like he stresses out. You can't do that to him.
I'm worried about parking. That's really
well. You know what? There might be an episode about parking.
What do you mean you're paranoid about parking?
I don't like parallel parking. And then if it's a ticketed thing, I'll always have to get in before the hour because I feel like the ticket people, meter checkers, will be every hour they go by.
You're constantly consumed with the thought of that.
If I go to a restaurant that it's an hour parking, it terrifies me.
We went out to lunch and we only had enough money for like 45 minutes, and he could not focus on his meal. He got up after 30 minutes and went to his car, sat in it, waited for us.
It's like a squirrel out to the window with Elder when she's trying to eat. She just can't eat because there's a squirrel, and oh my god, she's got to get out there to it. Wow,
didn't get towed though.
So I'm not gonna do Black Mirror with you.
Too paranoid.
Yeah, he like we went to lunch the other day and he was just like, "Hey, you think I can get my parking validated? What are we? How long have we been here? It's gonna be the validation's gonna expire."
And hey, I'm
like,
dude, like, I wonder where that's rooted in.
Well, it's just I don't want to get charged $200 on a random Tuesday because I didn't pay for my parking.
I think it's Squid Game.
Oh, he hasn't seen Squid Game?
I saw Squid.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh man, I wish I could rewatch that.
That's so good.
That's the best, the greatest show.
What about the one where they all date? It's a bunch of different dating scenes. Some people
like that.
Oh, Love is Blind.
No, it's a bunch of different scenes where there's an old couple, a young couple.
Oh, it's different shows. That was really good. It was on Amazon.
Is that the one with
the New York Post articles that inspired the series?
The girl has daddy
love,
issues?
Modern Love.
Modern Love. That's a good
one,
right?
It's really good, so we're not going to allow it.
Okay. Good. I mean, it sounded too girly for
me. I'm going to add that to my
list. It's not girly.
Oh, now, I got a question. Did they ever do a second season? Or did that?
Yeah, I think they did like three seasons.
Oh.
Two seasons.
Guess we all forgot about it after season one.
No, I watched both seasons.
Oh, you watched season
two?
It's
really good. It's really good.
Like Caitlin liked it?
No, it's before her. I watched it.
Amy.
Oh.
Really good.
Okay, Ray.
All right, I'll just watch football then.
That's not bad.
A show, Severance.
What?
What's that?
I didn't like that one.
My favorite.
What's that about?
It's one of my favorites.
Somebody got a severance package.
No.
Oh, the one where his brain.
Yeah, he goes to work and he doesn't.
You would.
You totally would.
Like, Bobby wants that to be reality.
Bones, I got one. Hijack.
That's good, too. Do you have Apple Plus?
Well, yes, and I've seen Hijacked a little bit passively with
have
my
wife.
Have
you seen Severance?
No, I didn't even know the title. A guy gets his head severed?
No, it's not scary. He chooses to have a procedure, and when he goes into work, I don't want to say too much about it, but it's awesome. It's the guy, Adam, Adam Scott. Oh. Who? Derwitz? You mean Adam Durrett, singer County Chris?
I don't know. That's only Adam I knew.
Okay. Who's seen Severance?
I.
You like
not
it?
Me.
It's okay, but it creeps me out.
Mike? Yeah. Ray, I'm picking Severance for you.
All right. That's a you show for sure.
It is one season.
Okay.
Yeah!
Oh, that's it?
I'll watch
that today.
It's awesome.
I'll start it now on my phone.
Right now.
It's only 9 episodes on Apple Plus.
That's perfect.
Oh, man, I wish I could rewatch Severance.
Really?
That good? It's so good. That and Black Mirror. I like shows that challenge me.
Yeah, you like that stuff. See, it's weird. I like to watch TV and just like relax. You like to think harder when you watch TV.
I like to be pushed. Yeah. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Ray.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll hit you on Twitter every episode that
I watch. No, I'm good. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Greensboro, North Carolina. A 23-year-old man was looking for a car to steal, and he's walking, walking. Huh. There's an unattended fire truck. Mm. Let me go ahead and jump in that sucker. And
I'm assuming he wrecked it.
Needless to say, he wrecked it, and it's pretty easy to find him in a fire truck.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to think, if you're looking for a car to steal, and you find a... That's the greatest thing you could possibly ever find, unless you're stealing it for long-term use. If you're stealing it for a joyride, the fire truck's A+, number one.
Yeah, unless you're going to drive it into the woods and then, like, refurbish it and, like, change the color.
Yeah, you went a whole new level.
You went full
Property Brothers, and I was just thinking, like, a fun little ride.
Oh, you know? Yeah, but you change the color, and Yeah, that's not the fire truck, man. Different color.
No, man, I had this for a long time. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's go over and talk to Dylan, who lives in Louisiana. Dylan, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Morning, studio.
Morning. What's up with you, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm just driving to work right now. I've got a couple-hour commute, so I was going to try to talk with y'all.
Well, I appreciate that call. What can we talk about?
Yeah, y'all asked the other day about, like, your favorite and least favorite kind of parts and segments of the show. And, I just wanted to share my thoughts.
Yeah, please do.
So I think, like, favorite, at least one that y'all have done recently, was the blank slate game that y'all are playing. It was awesome. Just, like, listening and playing along.
Oof, that's a tough one.
And the game is awesome.
The game is awesome. Right. We love playing Blank Slate. So we started playing Blank Slate. They became like a sponsor, a partner. We still play Blank Slate. And then we had $1,000 to give away to the winner in a Blank Slate tournament. And it got, we were playing ourselves. And it got to be pretty brutal.
Yeah, man, a lot of fighting.
So that's a tough one. But yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. It felt awesome and awkward at the same time, that whole series of shows. Yes, and then what's the worst for you, Dylan?
To the blank slate, like playing. So when my wife and I, we live in Louisiana, but we were driving back and forth to Dallas a lot for my wife had breast cancer, and so we were going for like surgeries a few times and follow-ups and just playing along with y'all. My daughter fell in love with the game, and like we got the game at home, so we play at home with her all the time. So that was really cool.
That's fun. And we didn't pay Dylan to say this.
No, obviously.
Yeah, we will there. Yes. Do we have any blank slate games? Would you just send Dylan a signed blank slate that he shouldn't open?
I've got 100 of them.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. Dylan, don't hang up when we're done with this call. We'll send you a blank slate little thing for Christmas.
That would be awesome. Thank you, guys.
And then go to the negative.
And then the least favorite, it's not really a segment, but anytime the Lunchbox is just like super mean to Abby, it really takes me like to a place I don't like to be. I'm like, man, why? Like, you just want to like come through and talk to the guy for a minute. It's like, what is your problem?
And by talk, you mean put fist in face?
What do you mean? I don't think I mean at all. Dylan, do you not like when I'm honest with people, or you don't like honesty? You'd rather me tell her she's great.
But I don't think that's you're not being honest.
Hey, Dylan, when your daughter like sucks at something,
doesn't suck.
Like if she fails a test, or you're like, hey, you did a great job on that test. I'm asking.
Abby didn't fail. It's your opinion
like,
on something.
Do you want me to give an honest opinion, or do you want me to just lie and be like, oh, Abby, you're such a great
senior?
But we don't
ask for your opinion sometimes. Well, and sometimes you bring it out of nowhere and just go full insult out of just thin air.
That's life.
See, now you got me on that one. Okay, well, yeah, right, he got me on that's life.
Yep.
Dylan, we appreciate you calling. Why do you drive 2 hours to work? Is it all the time, or is this just the thing this week?
Yeah, I have a territory. Like, I work in like a 2 to 3 hour drive territory in medical crisis. So it's just kind of have a big area to drop to, especially in rural Louisiana. So.
Got it. Just parish to parish, man.
And Abby's a great singer.
Yeah, Abby's awesome, by the way. Yeah, thank you. Well, Dylan, I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
do not hang up.
Ears.
We have something for you. Okay. Clear your throat, bro. We have something for you. And then, have a Merry Christmas. Tell everybody we said hi.
Yeah, thank you all. Merry Christmas.
All right, hold on 1 second. All right, thank you, guys. Hope you have an awesome rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bobby Bone Show, get us online. @ Bobby Bones Show, if you want to see clips from the show, or Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. See you tomorrow, buddy.
Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.